Are we doing technically a myth though? Isn't that your?
And we're just doing an episode.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's a random. Yeah.
Welcome to Veritech, where we debate who does the damn intro for half an hour. I am Panda Bear. I'm Sam Oceans. I am joined in the same room, if you can believe it or not. This is amazing, by the way. This feels so much better.
Dude, like, this is such a...
It feels like the beginning of the podcast when we recorded that crappy phone audio in the truck.
It's still one of the best episodes ever.
And we had just come off of like the worst show we've ever been to because the PA exploded and it made for the best podcast. But yes, I'm Panda Bear. I'm Sam Oceans. I am joined by my co-hosts, Polar Bear.
I'm Sam Montano.
And Blitz Bear.
I'm Nate Patton.
And we are in...
Also the more handsome Sam.
Yes. Yes. There's no debating.
Gonna be violent right out the gate.
I came for violence.
It is called Bear Attack.
I'm gonna pull a Montana right now. Hold on. It'll come eventually.
That's what she said.
I keep forgetting. So we have cameras in here because we're going to be recording us playing a game later. And I keep forgetting they're not on right now. So I keep like looking at it like I'm talking to the audience.
Keep doing Jim from the Office.
Yeah. I do Jim from the Office a lot at work. It's just like someone will say something. I just like look over.
I'm going to disclaimer in advance. We're recording this podcast in the morning, and as everybody knows, if you've ever listened to the show, and we appreciate you if you have, I am a night shifter, so if I'm a little unhinged, I've been awake since 8 p.m. yesterday, so.
Sorry, also, don't mind me. We're in Blitz Bear's bedroom.
Yeah.
Yes. Welcome to,
ladies,
the war room campus of
Krogan Underground. Hey, Nate, Krogan, if you hop on your bed, does it make the noise?
Here, let's see. Oh,
it makes the noise.
Not really. It just kind
of... It does!
Yeah! Bear attack rated.
How many bear claws?
My bed?
Mm-hmm. Nate has a pretty comfy bed, actually.
I think I give my bed like an 8 or a 9. Mm. It depends on what you want. I mean, it's for me, it's just a twin XL, so
it's definitely better than my
room. Not a whole lot of options, but for sleeping, it's the comfiest bed I've ever had. So,
dude, my bed at my mom's house is the cushiest, most amazing thing. But I'm not in a permanent spot where I want to move that whole thing because it's like a legit heavy thing,
right?
So I have this rollaway I've been on for the past 5 years, and I'm getting older, and my back is like, dude.
Is it technically a rollaway if you never roll it away anymore?
It has wheels, dude. If I land on it hard enough, it moves.
Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Wait! Before we talk about the actual thing.
Oh my god.
I want to tell you guys about the knife fight I almost got into with a cougar. The animal, not the woman.
I was going to say, plot twist to his divorce.
Not a woman at a bar picking up on
younger men.
Do I even count as younger men anymore?
If she's older than you, then yeah.
Do I get to be on the cougar radar still?
Are you 30 still?
Yeah.
I'm 29 still.
Dude, you're still young.
Dude, you telling me some 58-year-old girl wouldn't make you feel like a little boy if she came up to you and was like, wow.
All right, so this one time, that was 2 days ago.
Okay.
Okay, so Thursday. So last week, we started seeing mountain lion signs around the house. Big old paw prints and stuff.
Yeah, last time we recorded.
Yes. So
you
there
were
was
telling us about that.
Here's the exciting conclusion.
Okay.
Well, hopefully a conclusion.
Right.
Anyway, so I have my dogs and they have to go potty because I don't have a dog door anymore. So I have to let them out. And they were out at the beginning before we went in, and then Dapper was at the door and he was like, "Dad, I have to go."
I love that.
He said it with his eyes. Right. And so I saw the emergency in my little boy's eyes, and we went running outside. So I opened the door, and there goes Dapper, who is a black dog, so he's hard to see at night. And there goes Jesse, who is a brown dog, so she's hard to see at night.
Yes.
So I brought my flashlight with me, went outside, and saw Jesse stop, and her hair like stood up, which is cool because she's a ridgeback, so her hair stands up backwards.
Okay.
In the middle. So her hair all stands up, and she goes tearing off into the corner of the yard. And then Dapper, this beautiful little idiot, doesn't know what's going on. So he just goes lollygagging after her, like,
yeah, that sounds like my mom's huskies.
And I hear, like, cat noises, like distressed cat noises, but, like, you know, louder and bigger. You know, the.
Wait, were they winning?
So, anyways, the dogs are over there. And so I shine my light over there. And there's eye shine back at me.
Mm.
And the big white Pyrenees that, like, prowls the back of my neighborhood had cornered the cougar.
I was gonna say your dogs definitely didn't corner the cougar.
No, that it's like a 170 pound dog. It's huge.
No, I was gonna say you'd it's have like to have a small
war, that's a huge dog.
It's like a war horse. But they're Great Pyrenees are livestock guardian dogs.
Okay,
they're meant to like
right
kill mountain lions and wolves.
Is that dog just like bulky?
He's huge.
It's like, all fluff,
tall
too.
And bulky.
He's about this tall from the ground.
Okay.
I know none of you can see that, but
oh, you weren't there when
he's like a 4 foot dog, basically. He's huge.
They brought Pyrenees into the media center in NEU once. You weren't there, but it was like a newsroom lady. But yeah, she has two Pyrenees.
Oh, you know what? I might have seen them.
Yeah, I was hanging out with Jasmine and like she brought her dogs in and
they're big old pups. But yeah. They're meant to protect livestock from big predators.
Which is
they're
what
big
it was
dogs.
Doing.
And so yeah, I guess it must have messed with the livestock it was after because it chased and cornered this mountain lion and was like going after it, and so Jessie's going after it because she's a hound dog and she's like the hunt it compels me.
It cometh.
Yes.
And then Dapper is just and so then I see this mountain lion, which is the size of Jessie, in this bush, and the only ways out are past the big white dog that's trying to kill it or over the fence towards my dogs that'll try to kill it,
right?
But a little less successfully than I think the Great Pyrenees would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm in pajamas. So I run inside and I keep this, this feels like a safe thing to put on the internet. I keep this really big knife on my backpack that I carry with me every day.
Sure.
And I grab that and I go running out. It's a K-bar. And I go running out and I'm holding this knife and I'm holding my flashlight and the cougar is like freaking out and the dogs are barking and I'm holding this knife and I want to feel cool about it. But then I think in my head, I'm about to get into a knife fight with a cougar.
Yeah, that's probably not going to go well.
Like, I am not going to end. I'm not going to be healthy in this, but
the cougar might not win, but it's going to make you wish it had.
Yeah. I was like, this will not end well for me, but it's going to end worse for that cougar if it comes after me and my dogs.
So clearly you say cougar. What do you call them?
My high school mascot was a cougar, so yes, cougar.
Cougar? I call them mountain lions.
They're one and the same.
Yeah, I know.
Mountain lion, cougar, puma.
Puma is stupid.
Spanish.
I don't like
Spanish.
Oh, okay.
That's their name for it.
You know what? If you're Spanish, you can call it a puma.
Are everywhere.
But everyone's
in fact,
Mexicans
you might even have them, you might even have them up here in the Ponderosa Pines, I think.
Yeah, we got some Mexicans.
Wait, so if they're a Hispanic older woman trying to pick up on you, are they technically a puma?
That's way hotter.
What happens if they're a puma in pumas?
That's trouble.
She
knows it,
dude. You're gonna get beat with a sandal at some point.
Oh, dude, she has the long back scratchers.
No, not about that.
I don't like long nails on
her. Nails are like, oh god.
I mean, there's a length that is like still attractive, but like some of the ghetto girls take it to like
I understand
an extreme. They're like the
maybe just a little bit. But I actually prefer like even women with just shorter nails.
Yeah,
like, they're like I like my back scratched.
Feel good. I don't know if it's just because
I like
used
my back
to my scratch mom.
And those are the premier back scratchers. It's a little bit longer than normal nails.
I don't know if it's just because I'm used to my mom who wears no makeup and does nothing to herself because she's a tomboy and I grew up with that. Mm-hmm. But
I mean,
like all that...
I wouldn't pose that scenario to your mother. You're gonna learn gross things about your mom.
I don't need to know about the 80s anymore.
but Chris, we love you.
Like all that makeup get up and like the things that Gen Z specifically, I'm like, dude, enough makeup. You look like a fucking clown. But
yeah, the hair extensions and the nail extensions, like, and the eyelashes, anything that's an extension, don't do it.
And part of me as like a straight white male that's almost 30, I feel like unsafe asking women out because I'm like, dude, they could be fucking 15. I don't even know anymore. Like
it's they true. Could be 12, dude. These days
you got a card like at bars. You got to check IDs and get consent forms signed.
While we're on this one too, you know what? I really can't wait for it to go back out of fashion again. Is the like high waisted jeans?
I'm in.
Women love them.
I'm in on them.
You like it?
Sold.
Oh man, I think they're hot. So frumpy.
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 That's a word.
Okay, Nate, what's your fashion advice here?
I don't know, like normal, like stuff.
Okay, so not gangbanger below your knee jeans, but not above your belly button.
He's talking about women. I don't think women have ever been in the.
I've met some hood chicks, man.
Yeah, but that's a whole nother.
Yeah, that's different.
Problem.
That's a society thing.
Well, I don't know. Pops just in. Like
I sag my pants, big.
Yeah. The 2010s were peak fashion for everyone.
But anyway, what happened with the cougar?
When everybody was dressed like a edgy youth leader for the guys and
yeah,
the teased up hair for the girls.
I don't know about the teased up hair, but
I dated a lot of emo chicks in high school.
Yeah.
Oh god, Machine Gun Kelly song just came in my head.
Like that is I think my kind of like thing is like people who like listen to scene music and like kind of tangentially, but it wasn't like their whole personality. Like, you know what I mean? Like
he says having his mohawk and emo's not dead on his wall.
Oh yeah. That's oh yeah.
Going on definitely. The emo's not dead cruise.
I feel like if I'm wearing a hat though, and like,
you never know.
Yeah, exactly.
You're incognito.
You can
blend in with the normies.
I've never painted my nails.
Same.
So there's that.
Oh yeah.
Oceans. So for since we can't see, he just made a face. Also, this haircut. I did
a lot of stage acting.
I was gonna say this when we roll the cameras, but because I'm you know, no one ever sees us when we podcast, but I'm like, I might regret this haircut looking back in like 6 months, but I really don't think I will.
No, you got the whole Jesse Leach but longer thing going.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's cool.
Jesse was a...
Honestly, the fact that you have that hairstyle is the only reason I haven't gone back to it yet, because I don't want to look like I'm copying you.
Bro, just go for it. Dude, Your hair's so different than mine, you won't look like you're copying. It's fine.
Deal. I'll text Katrina right now.
Nice.
So what happened with the cougar?
So...
Oh not the woman, sorry. But the animal.
So, we're at the bar, right?
She throws a shot of Jaeger at me, and then it gets weird.
She slides me a beer down the bar, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, she produces a stiletto knife. And I'm in this situation. Do I defend myself, or do I ask, is this on?
Oh my god. Well, was it on?
No, it's not on. So, the big white dog, who I've named Macho, because every dog has to have a name. Oh, and he visits
Macho Grande.
His name Macho.
He's muy macho.
Muy.
Muy macho.
But anyway, so Macho like hopped to the side for some reason, and the cougar took off. And I said, "Well, this was fortunate. Dogs inside now."
Yes.
But nobody caught the damn thing, so it could come back.
Yeah, but there's always mountain lions around my house. I live in the mountains.
In the boonies, yes. This is
not
true.
Like the mountains. I live in a very, very
hilly
area. He lives
near a singular mountain that I got lost in my truck on once. That was very fun.
I'd call that a hill.
I've never seen a wild
For mountain. My truck, it was a mountain.
I have seen officially two.
I've seen tracks and
I've
stuff.
I've seen a bear.
I've seen one bear. It was in
I've also been
yard.
To San Francisco.
Well, I've seen lots of bear. Like here where I live, I've only seen one bear. I've seen... Some places you can't throw a stick without hitting.
In Running Springs, I scared off like two or three.
Yeah, there was bears everywhere.
Yeah,
in Running Springs.
Bar.
Yeah, you just like walking to go get breakfast, and you look over, and it's like, ah, there's a bear in my area of
there's
domicile.
There's a snake in my boot.
There was one time over at Elijah's house. Like mm-hmm. He sent me to his house to grab something from the lodge.
Yep.
And as I got close to the house,
it's just sitting in front of his like.
It was just standing there, and
driveway.
I was like, "This is the first time I'd ever seen a bear in person." I was like, "What are you?" And then it like looked at me. I was like, "Oh,
it's like
bear.
that is a huge dog."
Well, they don't look like dogs.
I think black bears sometimes from like far away they kind of do.
I don't know. Every bear I've seen,
like a big
like,
bear dog.
Now that I can recognize a bear, I'm just like that. There's nothing else that could be. That yeah. is a bear. Because they walk
when a black
so weird.
Bear is small enough, though.
Oh, maybe.
And you're not used to seeing them. Like, yeah, once you... But, like, if you've never seen one before...
That's fair.
I don't know. I just had, like, some weird cognitive dissonance when I started seeing bears.
But, yeah, I saw that bear, and I started getting closer to it, and I was like... Shoo. And then it, like, went, oh, fine.
That is one of my biggest fears in life. Like, I'm not really, like, afraid of bears, but, like, the thought of being in a bear attack is, like... Because they just don't kill you fast enough. You know what I mean?
Attack.
Well, if you're black, if they're black, fight back. If they're brown, lay down. And if it's white, say goodnight.
Yeah.
Those are the rules of bear, yeah. beardom.
Polar bears do not.
No.
There's just nothing.
Nope. Well, they're one of the few predators in the world that actually prey upon humans, so.
It's not.
There is no way for you to make yourself inconvenient enough for them to pass you up.
Yeah. Well, and they're just huge, too.
They're so big. Like, even grizzlies will just, like, will pass up people generally because you're not worth the trouble.
Right.
You're not enough meat for how much fight you're
going to probably put up. Like, if a grizzly bear is messing with people, it's because it's had, like, experiences.
Right, exactly.
It's not afraid anymore. It's just, like, it's gone wild.
Yeah, and black bears will just run away.
Yeah.
Black bears are cowards. They're mostly, they're just, like...
That's the thing, though.
They're murked up vegetarians.
Black bears are usually pretty safe. Like, you don't really have to be, like, that worried about it. Like, if you just yell at it and, like, make yourself look big and tell it to go away, they usually will. But they don't have to is the thing that scares me.
You know what really scares me about black bears? Even the adult black bears climb trees.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, like, have a bear in a, like, a bear that weighs more than you in just a tree.
Go up the tree.
Yeah. Just ambush you.
Yeah.
For reference, see Cocaine Bear.
Yes.
Don't try to climb a tree to get away from a bear. It's just not going to...
Yeah.
A grizzly bear will just knock the tree over.
A black bear, if it's trying to come after you, will just chase after you up the tree.
Yeah.
And there's no trees where polar bears live.
Right.
Mm. So, back to Bigfoot, sort of. Hey, you remember last episode, you know, episode 1 of season 6? This is the first time we're all in the same room, so... It's going to be a little different.
I went to college with you guys. I've been in many rooms with you.
That's true. But this is the first time we're doing this podcast and this kind of setup in the same room. Because every other time we've been together, it's been in a vehicle.
With like one microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like passing it around like the proverbial podcast joint.
But last episode, we...
we talk pass.
We talked major crap about a M. Night Shyamalan movie.
That's right.
And Blitz Bear promised.
And it deserved
it. Yes, it's true. Blitz Bear promised you he'd watch it, and he did. So, is it as bad as the synopsis made it sound?
Before we get into it, I want to point out, we had a theme for this podcast, and we have not introduced it yet, and I don't think the podcast is about it anymore, but I'm here for the...
There is a theme for later, yes.
No, the theme of this podcast is we're in the same room together recording for the first time.
I'm loving it. Yeah. It's so fun. Okay, so this very morning, I watched Lady in the Water because we read the Wikipedia synopsis of it in the last episode. And if you haven't listened to it yet, I had so much fun with it. I think it's hilarious. We'll see.
I had a great time. I'm just not sure I really learned anything from it.
Also, when this comes out on our YouTube channel, my unboxing of the Welcome to Horrorwood Deluxe Edition from Ice Nine Kills will be up, which is fun. It's like in an evidence bag, and I did like a whole like kind of cop thing. It's a little theatrical. I don't know. Like, let me know if it's cringe or if you want to see more stuff like that.
The theatrics are high. The cringe is low.
Yeah, and
I'm hoping the cringe is low. It's weird, like I have like my arms look so small in it to me, but that's, you know, a personal thing. Back to the Lady in the Water.
Yeah.
Bigfoot, as it were.
Who's played by Bryce whatever.
Bryce Dallas Howard. Dallas Howard. Ron Howard's daughter. I almost said son because Bryce is a boy's name. But definitely not a boy.
Wait, question for the group here. Stop that, you.
Question for the group.
Are, statistically speaking, is it true females with generally men's names hotter all the time or not?
Yeah, I think it's true. Brett Cooper, Bryce Dallas Howard.
Keep going.
The girl from Armageddon.
Oh,
Aerosmith's daughter.
Liv Taylor.
Oh, Liv Tyler.
Tyler.
I thought her first name was Tyler.
No.
Oh, their last name is Tyler. Her first name is Liv.
Like Olivia?
But she's also in Lord of the Rings.
I don't know.
I know she is. Dude, you have this one eyebrow that is like poking out to greet us, and I don't know what to do about it. I can see it so clearly.
Dude, let me see.
No, he put it away now. It was like looped forward. Oh,
I had a Wonka moment going.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway.
It's still doing whatever it wants. Now it's just down.
When the Sam's
walked in. Can I get makeup in here? I can't work like this.
When the Sams walked in, they asked me, was Lady in the Water as bad as Wikipedia made it sound? And I was like, it's not worse than Wikipedia made it sound, and it's not really better, but it's also not the same as Wikipedia made it sound. So
it's just different.
The Wikipedia stuff was not well written. at all. Neither necessarily is Lady in the Water, but it's better than the Wikipedia was. So the Wikipedia, like, you know how it just kept, there just kept being random people introduced towards the end of it as we kept reading?
Oh, I remember.
They're introduced in like the first scene of the movie.
Oh, so they're all
actually, like you predicted.
So actually the first scene of the movie is like someone kind of giving you like some, you know, like the world is changing. I feel it in the water. Kind of like a Lord of the Rings type of thing. But
it's Bryce Dallas Howard.
But it's cave drawings. It might have been. She's so young in the movie, though. I don't think it was her. Because it was a...
Oh, this is before she ran Jurassic World?
Yeah, she's...
Into the ground.
She's like... She looks like she's about 19 or 20. Mm. In this. Yeah, she's beautiful. So it's like all these cave drawings. And it's talking about how, like, the land people used to listen to the water people and society was all good. But then the land people move away. And I kid you not. So, like, there's these little huts in it. And so, like, oh, yeah, that makes sense next to this ocean and everything. The stick cave people just grab their houses, their stone hut buildings, and walk off with them. And I was like, oh, it's going to be that kind of movie. So at the end, you know how there was, like, the kind of, like, twist was no one's who they think they were, and they, like, got it all wrong and whatnot.
Was that the twist?
Which is an awful twist. It's not, just, like,
it's not writing. Much. It's really not much. But at no point, knowing what the end of the movie was because of the Wikipedia article we read, could I ever see it coming just because it wasn't... There was, like, not really any foreshadowing or setup. It's just...
Or storytelling or artwork.
Yeah, it just all kind of comes together. Like, and it had, like, weird meta humor in it that didn't belong at all. It was like... And then it was trying to be epic, but it's not epic at all. Like, the wolves...
How important is it that the guy's family's dead in the movie?
It's actually pretty important. And okay. It's not nearly as ham-fisted as it was in, like, the... It's not, like, the first thing we learn about him. He's got a stutter that, like... And it turns out the stutter's, like, from the trauma of, like, his family dying or something like that.
Interesting.
And it does.
Because the synopsis is just like, they're all dead. Yeah. And he moved. Story time.
Right. I guess when it is made known to the audience that they're all dead, it's kind of just Bryce Dallas Howard just like, oh, your family died. Because she can, like, read his mind or something like that. And she, like, just gives the whole story, which is pretty. It's a real punch in the nose for sure.
But, like, yes, thank you, wet lady.
But it's not as bad as, like, the footnote, and, like, the Wikipedia article starts off with, like, this guy, whose family is all dead in a bad murder, is the mechanic of, or the, like,
oh my
the,
God.
The maintenance guy at this apartment complex.
It's so funny in the synopsis, though.
Oh, when the eagle comes?
Oh, yeah, tell me about the eagle.
The eagle, it makes, like, the sound it makes doesn't sound like an eagle. It sounds like a dude making the eagle noise. So it's like every time the eagle...
JD,
like,
from Scrubs, what the hell did I say?
Every time you see the eagle, it's like, ah!
Can you just picture Zach Braff doing it?
And that's what I was like. Caw! I was like, dude, that is a dude making eagle noise. It's like,
hey! The budget couldn't actually afford a real eagle sound.
Shyamalan realized he didn't have enough money for eagle noise.
They ran out of budget in the sound design.
Yeah. The movie, like, when it fades to black and, like, the written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan comes on, it's like, oh, this is a really, it feels like a really, really high quality, big budget, very well acted, because Paul Giamatti's fantastic. Like, it feels like a really good student film is what it feels like.
With actual actors?
Like, this is the best student film I've ever seen.
Like, if Donor 160 had actual actors in it?
Yeah.
Man, this thing could go to festivals and do well.
Right.
Probably did.
What's funny is so I watched it on YouTube, like, the official, you... like...
Oh, I was like, you paid to watch it? What?
I did pay to watch it.
Oh, yeah. That's unfortunate.
But all the comments on it are like, I love this movie. This is a masterpiece. I don't know why it got bad reviews. Like, it has... A dedicated fan base of about, I mean, the movie has 400 likes on it. So
are those the people of the water?
I guess so.
Jason Momoa and company.
Oh, and the kid that's reading the cereal boxes. Yeah, that's what happens. He can read the signs of what they need on the cereal boxes.
What is they just had the correct cereal boxes by chance, or like,
yeah, Honey Nut.
Honey Nut.
Damn, I think it would have been cooler X. if he was like autistic and had, like, some kind of special skill.
Honey Nut Cheerios, but like the movie brand.
Yeah. No, I think it's like, there is Captain Crunch. Oh. The first cereal box we see him reading is Captain Crunch.
They paid for the rights for Captain Crunch, but they couldn't get a fucking eagle song?
Because Captain Crunch, it's actually Cap'n, not Captain Crunch.
I don't think that you actually need to. Like, get a brand deal or anything like that. You can just put whatever you want in your movie.
Really? Because I
it
remember...
depends if the brand has a problem with it or not.
If the brand has a problem with it, that could be an issue. But a lot of the time, like, the reason like brands are shown or not shown is because they're like, no, you got to pay for this if you want your
right.
I hate it in like TV shows or something like that when they take all the logos off of like very obvious like cars. Like everyone knows that's a Mustang.
Yeah, like and they replace it with a different logo. Like,
yeah, or they just don't replace it at all.
Mustang.
Or you know what's way worse is in TV, like in real, like in true crime shows or like that kind or documentaries when they blur out the logos on cars. Why in the world does anyone do that?
They don't want to have to pay for it.
My favorite is when they debadge Fords.
They don't have to pay for it. The company has to pay them to put stuff in their movie. Which it might be they're like, no, Chevrolet, we're going to make your bow tie blurry unless you like pay us for it. Or like Sam said, if the car company's like, absolutely not, don't have us in your...
Right.
But if they do it in like, it's never in a high like budget like thing. It's always in like really bad quality stuff that you see that happen.
Well, I always thought that the copyright, you had to have the permission or pay them to use their logo if they weren't endorsing the film. Because if they're paying to be in the film, you have to show their stuff contractually.
Right.
But they, it can be a whole legal mess if, like, you don't get permission to use their stuff. Because then they can ask for compensation for you using their logos and stuff.
I don't think that's true. I've never heard that in my entire time in film school.
Interesting. Anyway, we have other things that we need to throw in here. In this, we were all trying.
Well,
to be, we're trying to be more prepped and more organized.
Can you
this
imagine though, like
that.
What a cluster that would be if, like your sunglasses say Polaris on it, and Polaris like sees our podcast and is like, "Hey, did you get our permission to use?"
They can do that, yeah.
I don't think they can.
They can.
The main reason for not showing your product logo is because the film company did not get permission to use the logo, which is copyrighted and proprietary material.
Okay.
Yeah, like Apple could do the same thing.
But if they don't have a problem with it being in their movie, they can just get the free advertising of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's like when, like, Pepsi sponsors or gets paid to pays to be, put themselves in a movie, the Pepsi cans are always face down.
Right.
But, like, any Coke in that is...
Oh, yeah, you would not be... If Pepsi's or Coke is sponsoring your thing, the other brand absolutely cannot be shown.
Yeah, and if...
But that makes sense, because
it's like... If
you're
doing, like, documentaries and stuff, you don't want the logo showing because you don't have, obviously... But documentaries don't usually have the high budget.
Yeah.
To pay for
right.
any logo that's in it, you have to pay that company for their permission unless they pay you to advertise.
This is right, why exactly. this is why, and maybe it will get me in trouble someday, but I just actively ignore copyright law because no one's got the time to like go after.
Except for that one time they did copyright strike one of our things and it was the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah. It's happened one time. Do you want to talk about your Coach Goblins?
I don't know if I want to anymore. I feel I've already shared my cougar thing.
You guys
want to
play some Super Fight?
I think we should play some Super Fight. I think I've already said my piece. But apparently this episode I was talking about knife fighting cougars.
If you want to keep listening because you're driving or whatever, you can listen to this. Or if you want to see us actually like play the game, like the video will be up on YouTube.
Well, maybe I'll commentary it like a chess narrator.
Well, so how this game works is... Because
I'm weirdly getting a lot of those videos on my Instagram.
Two people have
whatever
cards,
it is.
And one guy plays as the moderator.
Mm-hmm.
So each person gets like a character,
mm-hmm.
and then there's an attribute that goes with that character. Mm-hmm. And then we have to make our case as to why our thing would win against the other thing in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person will have to decide ultimately who wins.
And then if you want to see the video, you can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, because physically we might be doing things to like...
Honestly, we might need the audio just for some good outtakes for the end of the year.
I miss cinema cameras. These.
Yeah, I know. He's got his...
Are not super cool.
Here's a good one for the podcast listener. He's got his big camera that is super professional, and I'm over here using my little... I'm an amateur. These are my cameras. Here, let's use my vlogging camera to shoot a wide-angle shot because he didn't charge his batteries because he's having life, you know?
I... did not anticipate not sleeping at my house last night. That sounds not great.
No.
I stayed the night at my parents' house last night. Let me stop everyone right there before I get in trouble. I slept at my parents' house last night.
You slept with a cougar last night.
So, it turns out the stiletto knife was just like a thing she's into.
Yeah, you were talking about how you like getting your back scratched.
sometimes I dream of it.
Are the cameras going?
Yeah, they're both going. All right. Fat guy. Hello, YouTube. Couch.
Goodbye, YouTube.
We are Bear Attack. We've been away for a while. You haven't seen a lot from us on your end. If you listen to the podcast, we've been around. Blitz Bear is over there.
Yes.
Polar Bear, Panda
Bear
over here.
This is my hair. I don't regret it.
Welcome to our new attempt at a professional studio.
What are you doing later? What do you have to have for
going
podcast?
To lunch. You want to come?
Yeah. I would love to.
Okay, cool. But
we're in the middle of recording Ocean's a podcast episode for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oceans, you're invited to.
Yeah, of course. They're legging it. Yeah, it's normal here.
Welcome to the bromance.
I'm just here to keep these guys on track. It's basically my job. and edit the show, mostly. They bring all the fun stuff to the table.
Ocean's job is to make this happen, and our job is to make it funny.
Yes. Speaking of things that are going to be fun that I brought to the table for a change, we're going to play... We're going to play a card game for you called Super Fight. The only reason I know about it, again, and I'm mooching off of other YouTube creators, Jared Dines and Austin Dickey played it on the Dickey Dines show, and I thought it was hilarious, and I figured it'd be really fun for us. So basically how this game works is one of us will be a moderator. The other two of us will have two cards. One's a character, one's an attribute that goes with that character. My understanding of how it works is you flip over your character, the other guy flips over their character, and we snigger and whatever at it. Because it'll be funny.
Excuse me, sir. Language. This is a family show.
S in front of it. Snigger. Snigger.
Like the thing you eat.
Like the candy bar. Yes. We'll go with that.
You're not you when you're hungry.
I am not.
Hey, eat a Snickers. You're not you when you're hungry.
So we played it at New Year's, so I can be the moderator if we want to get started.
But, yeah, and we can each take a turn to be a moderator. I think that'll be fun. Yeah, you played it already.
It passes to the left.
Somebody give me a card, and I will try my best.
Okay. My question is it actually worth... We'll see, I guess, if it's actually worth doing.
So here's the front. Draw from this side, and then you draw your white cards.
Are they divided?
Are the white cards the moderator card?
So the white cards are your character card.
Okay.
And the black cards are the attributes.
Okay.
I'll say this once, because we're on a time crunch, and no one wants to hear the rules twice. So you draw... three white cards, three black cards, pick one white card, one black card, discard all the other cards, then you draw one more black card at random, and you have to use that black card. So when you play your character, you'll have a character with two attributes. Now, there are...
Three, choose one of each.
Yes.
Discard the rest of them. Draw one more.
Yes.
Your character is that with the attribute you picked. With the random attribute.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That makes it a little less fun than I thought. I figured you just pull out a card and you don't even know what it is.
Well, yeah, you get to build your character, but then the one card that you don't know what it is can throw a whole monkey wrench into the thing. So you think that you've built this like great character, and then you get like you're like...
And then he's afraid of grass or something.
You could be like, I have like an ent with like Thor's hammer, and then you go, but he has no arms or something like that.
Oh my God.
So build your fighter.
Choose your character.
Oh, God. Do I go funny or do I try to actually win?
Are we doing this?
What do you guys think? Should he go funny or should he actually win? They said funny. Okay. It's like Dora. What?
Okay. I'll go funny. That's fine.
Do you think Oceans should be funny?
Lo siento.
Por favor. I'm sorry. Ayúdame.
Okay, so we're not like playing to a card that cards to humanity. We're just picking a thing and convincing you why they're the best hero.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. There's my Montana. I sneezed on the hot mic.
Sometimes I'm a person.
Does he sneeze a lot?
Yes.
He even called it the last. Whoops, I forgot to mute my mic that time.
Okay, so usually I can feel a sneeze coming. I mute my microphone and then I. And then I turn back and turn my microphone back on.
Oh, I'm not supposed to see it. I didn't see it. Flip it over. I'm not supposed to see it.
My bad.
We're supposed to flip them over, I think. No, that's fine. I didn't even see it.
Okay.
Black cards. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, you could... that's funny as hell, but I don't know... If I want to,
every once in a while, you will get a black card that will like, or a white card that will make you have two black cards. Just keep in mind, because that was a confusion that came up last time we played this. They were like, I was like, no, you only get to keep one. And they were like, what? But anyway, all right, now draw a random one.
Not, it has to be from a front.
Yeah. Ooh, that was wow, it reverberated so the springs. Loud that.
I'm sorry.
What the hell does that mean? Why is it?
Oh, you can make your own cards.
Oh, I don't want to do that. Yeah, that's too much fucking work. Yeah. Oh my god, there's so many of them.
These have never been shuffled, by the way.
That's a that one's blank.
Explains why there's white cards in the front.
That one's totally blank.
These are blank.
Yeah.
Do I want this? Oh no. Oh god.
Yes, you do.
I have to keep this one.
All right, Oceans, reveal your fighter to us.
Oh god.
A new fighter appears. Dun, 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 dun.
You probably can't see that on camera.
Helen Keller! Stacked.
I'm getting destroyed. All right, flip yours.
Broken. What?
Okay. Don't you do the whole thing?
No. I think it would be better if you reveal your character, and then we argue the character.
Okay.
I want to see what I'm stacked up against.
My super fighter is the player to my left.
So Helen Keller.
Versus Blitzbear?
Oh, dude, I could wreck Helen. That's care. I don't even care about that little communist.
That's disgusting considering what card I have.
Do you have to make her a commie so you can fight her?
No, her handler was a commie. There's a lot of like, okay, so conspiracy theory that I'm not sure I believe in. There's a whole thing that like Helen actually never learned sign language or how to talk. It was just her handler being like, yeah, I can understand her. See, she makes the things in my hands. And then like wrote a bunch of stuff as Helen.
Okay, so
I have a coworker that doesn't believe Helen Keller was real.
No, she was real.
Disclaimer for you. These two black cards in my hand might make Blitzbear think that she's semi-attractive. We'll see.
Okay.
All right. Are you going to do both of your attributes and then...
Yeah, I can do mine.
Then I'll do both of my attributes and we argue?
Yep.
Okay.
First one.
Are we making up our own rules?
Kind of, sort of. This is kind of how it's played, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't really change. Yeah.
House rules. Okay.
The game.
Helen Keller piloting an attack drone.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She
can't see, so that could be...
Yeah, we're really starting off strong. Can't hear, can't see.
I'll make this argument in a minute. I knew that was going to be an issue that comes up. And her clothes are way too tight.
Let me look up some pictures real quick.
All right, so my super fighter is Blitzbear, who relies on heat vision to see.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
Driving a tank.
Dude, I'm sorry.
I'm.
Oh, Helen's. Well, when she was younger, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Well, given the right lack of lighting, and...
It changes nothing. But I'm sorry, dude. Helen can drive that drone all day. She can't see or hear me.
Okay. So.
Also, Nate, you can see heat, so you can see her.
Yeah.
Wherever she is, and you're driving a tank.
Here's my argument. And I'm going to lose either way, but I want to feel like this.
How does it
fun.
Feel being wrong before I even hear what you say?
Oh, I already know I lost. I'm just going to say it. She's piloting the attack drone. You know how they have the headphones that attach to your jawbone and they do the vibration deal?
I know all about them.
Yes.
So does Nate.
Yes. I actually didn't know that's the headphones that they used, but.
I don't think it
they
is.
They don't, but I'm for the sake of the fact that she can't hear
you're
and
you're saying
blind,
she's using jawbone conductors?
She has to have that to control the
don't
drone.
Don't the
that's
jawbone conductors work, though, because they. Move your
they
eardrum.
Still yeah the part of your ear that makes the hearing thing still doesn't work, so it doesn't matter because all the jawbones do is they just play the sound into like your jaw instead of like into your ear,
right? But I'm assuming she had like a sense she had like a sense of vibration because she can move around.
She's not a
bat. it's not gonna help her see.
No,
just because she has nerves on the end of her finger doesn't mean she can hear
all
with
she's
her hands.
All she's gonna hear is I guess those drones have like audio.
Yeah, but she still can hear it. I'm losing anyway. I'm just trying to make this semi.
Dude, I just drive my tank into the like talk where she's like piloting the drone and run her over with it.
And it doesn't matter if it's cold out or hot out. She can see the difference in heat.
Yeah, I don't know how well
a heat-seeking Nate missile.
I don't know how I can drive the tank and see with my heat vision at the same time.
Open the hatch.
I guess is that how tanks work? I don't know anything.
You just
about
look into
tanks.
Your scope and it only
depends
has
on
heat
the,
vision like
on
lens
tank.
On it.
But. If her clothes are too tight, too, that
she can't get away.
I'm probably seeing her. She's probably not wearing like thermal regulating.
Yeah, she
clothing.
Can't see and or hear you coming.
Yeah. All right.
This is that was
so very, Nate wins.
Yeah, I was trying to be funny. If
oh,
I want,
it was hilarious. I liked it. Okay.
Okay. I do like sexy Helen
are we
Keller
my,
as
am
an
I
option.
Moderating
You're
now?
Moderating now.
Okay. All right.
I feel like I should have done that Sunday. I don't know.
All right, Nato, should I draw first since I already have the box?
Sure. Is a suplex where you like throw the person over your back?
Yes. Yeah.
It's funny because I'm asking all these fighting questions and my shirt says fighter on it.
I will take you from the top ropes is what I'm trying to tell you.
Dude, I would pay to see that. You could do so much damage. Dude, you are so not a top rope fighter, though.
I am the medium show. The world's mediumest athlete.
You're the medium.
Man, these are such good options. Can I look at my black cards before I pick my fighter?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. That'll change things a lot. Because I feel like I really need to bring my A game against Nate. Oof. I brought my B game against Oceans, I'm going to be honest.
That's because I suck and you knew you were going to win. I suck at this.
I didn't know I was going to win, but I felt very confident. See, once you picked Helen
Keller.
What
season did we do the game? Season 3 of the podcast proves that I fucking suck at games. Just putting that out there.
I could really wreck Sam with one of these cards.
Like, wreck him. He just beat me. That's only fair.
But the like, other... Am I laughing? Or like you think you would win no matter
when? What? I think I would win.
Oh, okay. Do it. He's not so sure.
Dude, you don't see what I'm holding in my hand.
And remember, right, they have to draw another black card. They could totally fuck up whatever they're planning
it
right now.
It could land, mind you. It could destroy me, too, but I doubt you can make this not great. Can I get a black card over here? Wow. He has such integrity. Hands me the whole box.
Integrity. Woo! Oh, my God. Every time. The springs on our mic stand just vibrate.
I'm sorry. I'll try to stop that.
No, it's funny as hell. Keep doing it.
They make me laugh.
It's going to make great audio.
I just... You know what, Nate? You go ahead. You go ahead.
Are you ready to rumble?
Yeah.
Character first.
Okay. Hulk.
Okay.
You fucked.
Versus the 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, that's a lot of Dalmatians. What the hell? Would you rather fight one Hulk-sized Hulk or 101 Dalmatian-sized Dalmatians?
Let's not talk about their size yet, shall we?
Size doesn't matter.
It does.
I'm going to play
this card after you play your black cards.
In attack mode.
It will make more sense.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
He has the stone gaze, like Medusa.
Mm.
So he's green and you can't look him in the eye.
Okay. But my three...
But with those pants, you wouldn't want to.
My 101 Dalmatians are 3 stories tall.
Whoa!
You're making skyscrapers of stone.
101 3-story tall Dalmatians.
Okay, what's your last card?
My last card is that they also spray a neurotoxin.
Oh, shit!
That's pretty bad. You know what?
It's not looking good, because you know where it's coming from.
I'm going to have to cut them down to size. Steal an attribute from your
opponent. Ah! What was that?
So now I'm 3 stories tall.
Oh, my God.
I'm 3 stories size tall. Oh, God.
But there's still 101 of them spraying neurotoxin.
Steal one.
So they still stand a chance as long as they don't get, like, stomped right away. As long as they don't group up, you know?
Yeah.
If they use group fighting tactics, they still stand a chance.
They would literally have to spray all their neurotoxin in one direction.
I'm not going to lie. If I had picked...
He's a big target.
My other card was Throws Bears, which I'm kind of wishing I would have picked because the fight would have been more interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. As the moderator.
As the modulator.
Yes. Okay. So say, 101 Dalmatians against a stone-gazy 3-foot-story-tall Hulk. So they would need so much neurotoxin.
Does his stone gaze work? Like, if he sees himself in a mirror, what are those options like? Can he turn himself to stone?
It's irrelevant because your Dalmatians have neurotoxin, not mirrors.
And their mirror wouldn't be big enough. You'd have to really angle it at their eye.
I don't know. What's the Hulk's eyesight like? Is he 20/20? Is he
pretty sure it's perfect? Yeah.
10/20. So I'm just saying, if like we're in a city with
a superhuman
buildings that are like.
The Hulk,
a superhero because of gamma radiation, I guarantee his eyesight is enhanced.
Yeah,
or so Bruce much Banner worse.
Or so much worse.
But
the thing about the Hulk is nothing damages him.
As the movie has told us, so, Bruce Banner had to wear glasses and the Hulk did not.
Yeah.
Until he got smart.
Yeah.
And then he did it for
fun. That's true. He did wear glasses when he got...
But I think he wore those for fun.
The beginning of the end when Hulk started
wearing
glasses.
Well, you could make the argument that the reason the Hulk is not wearing glasses
but
is because
he
understands things.
Though.
And he has to see them. Before, he didn't need to really...
I wear glasses, and I don't understand a lot of things.
But that could be Hulk just like, he's like, Hulk no need eyes, has rage. You don't really need to like read the label on anything that you're about to smash.
Unless you got a reader driver's All right. license.
Final arguments. Final arguments.
I think I just do
Dude,
a barrel
roll. I have numbers... and neurotoxin. If these dogs are tactical, we stand a chance.
I don't think that...
They didn't say they were smart Dalmatians.
I think
tactical
that
Dalmatians. They can be trained.
A Hulk the size of three stories, I think he would need to like
so much neurotoxin.
Those dogs' neurotoxin.
The Hulk probably weighs like 16 tons.
Yeah, it doesn't say they have an amount. There's no like amount on them. They can just keep doing it.
I think when they were three stories tall, the dogs probably won this fight.
Yes, agreed. But then you went and pulled that card.
But now I just need to like kind of sweep my feet across the ground a couple times and we're good.
I'm sorry, Montana, but you ain't... No, no.
I was winning until he stole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right.
I think if I had kept the Bears one, it would have been a more interesting fight.
It's true. We could have really
talked that one out. You want to keep your discard over there?
Yeah.
You want to take our discard too?
No.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, so three black, three white. And Montana's now the motto. Oh, this could get fun.
Bring me your finest arguments.
If I have any good things happening here.
Ooh. All right. Well, Oceans, you've got a leg up already because I didn't get any good ones like the Hulk.
Yeah, but your attributes can make the difference here.
Yeah. Man, remember when I had 101 three-story Dalmatians? What a time that was.
Oh. Should I target you at your core? I
could totally target you. Absolutely, you should. This is way underpowered, but I'm targeting Oceans at his core, so maybe, maybe not.
Okay, I feel like what?
I just wanted to know if I tapped it, if it would come back on.
Okay, so I have to stick with the white card.
I don't know. I've been letting the intrusive thoughts win a lot lately.
Pick one attribute.
Like yesterday, the other day, I had a can of Brake Clean in my hand, and I just wanted to like spray my friend with it really bad. And I just did. It was liberating.
Okay, so I have to pick one more black
card. How's your friend feel about that?
He's like, bro, now this one spot on my... It's a windbreaker. Now this one spot on my jacket's going to be, like, cleaner than the rest of it.
Damn, okay, I was winning. I don't know if this is going to be any fun.
Oh, boy.
But it was only an intrusive...
This could be a really shit round right here, because he's not thrilled and I'm not thrilled.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I just drew a card that...
Oh, it's going to wreck my life.
Changes everything. It also kind of, I think, ruins what the one thing my character had going for. It does. It does.
Okay, well, boys. You want to flip your character first?
Okay. Dazzle me.
Give me 1 second. I gotta...
He's gotta figure out how... Yeah, I know. I'm in the same boat here.
Oh, your card's making you do things?
Yeah, my card's making me
do how things. How to the core do I want to... I'm gonna have to really dig deep on this.
I'm just saying, you really gotta impress me. I'm not a slouch when I have to judge people. I judge deeply.
I am.
I'm the Simon Cowell of podcasting. You guys know the
Devastator from Transformers?
Yes.
Are we nerds?
It will make sense.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Did you have to make sure we knew Devastator?
You want
to
go first?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. I am. My fighter is a femme fatale.
Oh, God.
She's gorgeous and armed with Catarangs.
Mm. So, Catwoman.
So, she is just Catwoman.
Pretty much.
Okay. Motions beat that.
I have an angel.
What kind? Seraphim.
Use your imagination.
Is this like an angel that sings like Christmas songs, or an angel that's like one of God's warriors? That's like
biblical angels.
I'm going with that.
Like
where they're terrifying at all times.
Eyes all over, like 67 wings.
Like they appear to humans and they say, "Do not be afraid." And you're like, "Whoa, man!"
I'm going with that.
So much more afraid.
My first attribute is really gonna make it. And they have telekinesis.
They already do. It's true.
Yes.
Because I don't think they have mouths. Sure. Well, that's not true. The ones with the wheels do technically have a lot of mouths.
Yeah, they got like five or something.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk angels on a podcast one time? I got a lot I want to unload. Okay.
All right, what's your second attribute?
Yeah, Nate, what else does Catwoman have?
So my second attribute makes Catwoman a little bit... Oh, did I discard the...
Why do you have so many character cards?
She's a mega fighter.
Okay.
Her left leg is a dolphin.
What?
Her right leg is an Apache warrior. So my leg can swing at you with...
That's why you have so many character cards?
She's a Megazord.
Her left arm is a homeless person. And her right arm is Hillary Clinton.
Wait, give it all to me one more
One more time.
Just so imagine.
It's a femme
my
fatale.
Arms have, I have like, if you include the people as my arms, I've got like six arms.
She's a femme fatale
armed with cat rings.
Oh, God.
Her left leg is a dolphin. Her right leg is an Apache warrior. Her left arm is a hobo. And her right arm is Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'm glad that you have like 700 appendages, because there's 100 angels.
Oh, no.
And they are all telekinetic.
Arms, defend me.
Oh, no. They are preaching the almighty God's word into Hillary Clinton's ears, and she's just burning at the stake.
I don't know if we have enough caterings for this.
So the part of me that's deeply religious knows the angels win. But the part of me that just loves the sheer silliness of what's happening on Nate's side wants him to win.
I'm actually going to argue against my character.
Okay.
How is this Megazord connected?
I think that they're just like,
are these holding on to each other?
I think that they're like just part of me. It's like this really grotesque, like,
is this like a human centipede? Like your hand is like full fisting up them and using them like puppets.
I think like my shorts are short enough to where like my Apache warrior can like see the fabric is just like covering his forehead.
Oh, so you, they're like a part of your?
No, they're like a part of me. I think we're all attached. Like our flesh is like.
How does that work with a dolphin? Is the flipper the fucking foot?
Yeah, where is the head of the dolphin?
I'm thinking I'm walking on the head of the dolphin.
So the head is like the foot?
Yeah.
Every time you walk, it's just...
The dolphin's just like... Ow. Yeah, the dolphin's not having a good time.
Neither's Hillary fucking Clinton.
The Apache warrior's here for it. He's just like, I am the feet.
my other foot is making it rain.
The Apache warrior is like Siamese attached to your leg. But he has his own legs and arms.
Yeah.
And, like, fully working anatomy.
If I had another person as my other foot, I would be much faster, I think. My legs could just run for me.
How's your swimming with a dolphin attached, though? Is it any better, or is it just worse because of the drag?
I think it's worse, honestly.
The dolphin is worthless no matter what.
Yeah.
Maybe the dolphin, I guess.
Like, if you don't
the dolphin's, like, face could be coming, like, kind of out of my hip or my knee or something, and then I could use its flipper.
The only good thing about the dolphin is it's unaffected by telekinesis.
I'm not sure you doesn't understand either.
That's true. I just feel like dolphin heads are like...
And then if you like don't keep it moist, your dolphin's self will just die.
Yeah, the dolphin's not having
it. And the logistics of keeping you just alive is incredible.
I have a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah.
And the angels are like...
They all take a different diet because, you know, the dolphin has to have fish.
Yeah.
The Apache warrior has to eat what Apache warriors eat. Hillary Clinton has to eat babies.
Yeah.
Not to mention...
The hobo is winning.
The hobo needs crack.
The hobo's winning in this scenario.
Not to mention, like, the angels see you as an abomination of God's creation, so that isn't helping your case.
I think the angels win, dude. I don't see any...
I want the sheer audacity of you to win, but I can't figure it out.
We can say I take an angel or two out. Like, maybe I'm just countering.
There's 100 of them.
You definitely lose.
I have a lot of arms to throw
angels
catering.
The angels 100% win. Congratulations, Oceans.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we're all at one.
Yeah, okay. So, that being said, one more round, and then we're good.
You guys want to do a three-way?
Can we do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yes.
Three-way?
Yes.
Three-way?
I think
you're seeing your person on camera. Bear Attack three-way.
Because there's three of us, I think we can vote. Because we're pretty honest with each other.
Yeah, because either way, somebody's going to get two unless we vote for ourselves. There's no voting for yourself. How about that?
Deal.
Okay.
I wouldn't anyways on the integrity.
Dude, it happened already. The game show's back.
Is this how we decide the new king of the podcast?
Yes. Yeah, let's go.
Is this one for all the marbles?
I already have my win, though, so it's definitely not going to be me.
1, 2, and 3. I have a hard time playing these kind of card games against Nate because he really gets me at my soul.
Well, I figured the angel thing would do me good.
It did. It did do you good.
Okay, white
for those of you who haven't read the Bible or don't know anything about angels, I suggest you read a lot about angels and why they almost, there was no talking me out of them winning, no matter how hard I tried.
Yeah, that
I spent a lot of time trying to talk myself into.
Interdimensional cosmic warrior beings.
God, this fucking sucks.
Not made in the image of God.
Correct.
They are
their own beasts.
This is terrible.
That's what she said.
Oof.
And the silence is palpable as they decide which one's the shittiest opportunity here.
This isn't even like a... That's not a power worth having. It won't. Probably won't.
It won't. It probably won't.
Oh, it did. Cool.
Well, let's hope it refocuses.
This is a tricky one, gang. What do we do?
God, I don't know.
My options are not stellar, so I'm doing what I can. I'm really putting it to chance here, friends. I'm torn. I really raised the stakes here. On
I'm torn between making a good character and just making an absurd character for the giggles.
Yeah.
You know what? I just draw my second card now.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Hey Siri, flip a coin.
Oh God.
Okay.
I feel that I've made the best choice here.
Okay. Oh, you better not screw me.
I need one black card.
Oh, okay. Not that bad. This is going to be absolutely...
I suggest the 9-iron, sir.
Absurd.
Oh, no!
Yes, I have a chance! The king might lose.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You're hearing it here. Blitzbear is getting dethroned. He will no longer reign in treachery over this podcast.
And then Polar Bear will sit on the
porcelain throne. It's definitely not going to be me.
I feel like I've been the best king of the podcast we've ever had. I just want to put that.
Speaking of, he's been the only king.
Yes, but I'm power hungry.
Yes, and I have an obnoxious drive for power, so.
So basically, it has nothing to do with if he is a benevolent leader or not.
Oh, no.
Just he was bound to be mutinied against one day.
You guys will long for the days of the Blitz Bear.
Oh, they will, especially if I win. It's going to be
one day we will. We wet these days. Nah. I wish for the world of which well. Do it well.
Youngest first?
I hate you. Yes. Saber-tooth tiger.
Okay.
I can beat that.
Versus a Boy Scout.
Okay.
This is going to be horrible.
The Statue of Freaking Liberty.
What
the fuck? It doesn't say freaking.
Where is he going with this?
The Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
Yo, I'm big, y'all.
God. I'm big,
y'all. And also inanimate and stuck in place.
Yeah, my saber-tooth tiger.
Oh, I didn't think we were going to take it that literally.
Also made of the world's softest metal.
I thought, can I be like a knight at the museum Statue of Liberty?
No.
You're still made of copper.
I can walk around and stuff.
You're still made of copper and stuck on an island.
Yeah, but a lot of copper. People walk in it.
Providing my argument against the Statue of Liberty, there's 10 saber-tooth tigers. They're all going to pee on you and your copper's going to dissolve because of acid.
I don't think that's how saber-tooth
tiger
works.
I think I'm still good, but there is a black card that's going to be
so. The Boy Scout is also riding a flying narwhal.
Narwhals
swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion, because they are so awesome.
There's your myth for this episode. Narwhals.
Narwhals are real.
They're the Jedi of the sea.
There's a lot of people that don't know that narwhals are real.
Really?
Yeah. Is that still recording?
I think so.
Okay.
I hope so.
It hasn't yelled at me.
The Statue of Liberty can see 3 seconds into the future. I know everything your Boy Scout's about to do.
Cool. And while you're stuck on your island, not being able to get to us.
It's a fight. We're all in the same place.
While you're stuck on your island.
I will.
Because you couldn't get off your island because you'll sink to the bottom of the ocean.
I will kick you all right off of Ellis.
They dismounted his pedestal. He's now on dry land so that the rest of us can get to him without him being surrounded by water.
They disassembled him and then reassembled him and put a sentient being within his.
Yes.
Sentient spirit within him.
We're helping your case here.
Okay.
Thank you. It's a knight at the museum Statue of Liberty.
Okay, Saber-tooth tiger.
So it's the small one from Vegas?
No, it's the real Statue of Liberty. It's just come to life.
Okay. No, it's the little one on that island in Paris from freaking... I need you two
to play your black card before I play mine.
So 10 saber-tooth tigers armed with cattle prods.
Do they just like run with them in their mouths? Or something?
Instead of scratching with their claws, they scratch with a cattle prod.
Are all of their claws cattle prods?
That'd be sick.
It's a lot of cattle prods.
It reminds me of Zoids.
Can they turn them off before they retract them?
It reminds me of Zoids. It really does.
Made of guacamole.
You're so fucked.
And suddenly,
the saber-tooth tiger was using his cattle prod as a fork.
Saber-tooth tigers don't eat guacamole.
Says you. Who knows? They're extinct. Who knows?
Okay, it's armor. It's what's keeping me safe from them.
So your Knight of the Museum Statue of Liberty... Made of, see 3 seconds in the future.
Made of guacamole.
Where it's eaten because it's made of guacamole.
There's no way your little Boy Scout can eat that much guac.
I don't have to. You're made of guacamole.
He will share with the saber-tooth tigers. There's no proof that they can't eat guacamole.
Yeah, and plus, I also have cattle prods.
Wait, what? Let's
duplicate one opponent's attribute.
We all have forks, yes! On a flying narwhal. You're eating the top portion, I'm eating him from the bottom.
That's correct.
I'm still really big.
Yeah.
I have 10 saber-toothed tigers. You know how big those things are? Your worst enemy
is a tortilla chip.
What if I just sit on you guys and smother you in my
glock? I am a saber-toothed... There's 10 saber-toothed tigers. That'll work on him, but
I am a flying Boy Scout.
Yeah, he can just go through you. I'm always
prepared. Do you know how many tortilla chips I probably have? The narwhal is horny.
He'll just poke his way through you.
That's true.
Always prepared. I was prepared for you to be made of guacamole.
I have a feeling we have a new king, but I haven't decided. It's definitely not him.
Hey, I'm on your background on your computer.
Hey. Oh, with She Who Shall Not Be Named.
Hey.
You look so fucking young.
It was...
because I didn't have a beard.
It was like five years ago? 6 years ago?
I think six.
Yeah.
I didn't have a beard. The scar on my eye wasn't as bad.
You have a scar on your eye?
Right here on this left eye.
Oh. And you weren't...
it looks like I have a permanent bag under my eye.
Oh.
It's a scar.
Okay.
And you weren't dealing with your currently life situation, PTSD.
Anyway. So wait, we got 10 saber-tooth tires with cattle prods.
We all have cattle prods.
Versus a Boy Scout riding a flying narwhal.
With cattle prods.
Also with a cattle prod.
I guess the real question is, can...
the saber-tooth tigers beat the narwhal to the ground and then to kill the Boy Scout?
Just don't land. Also,
but you gotta still beat them.
You have to come
near us. You can't just fly away.
Okay. Well, when they leave to hunt, I win.
No.
We have a guacamole Statue of Liberty at our disposal.
I like that Nate's not even part of the argument anymore.
I do think that I could actually tip the thing in the Boy Scouts' favor by just laying down on top of all these saber-toothed tigers.
I think so. I think that the guacamole beats the saber-toothed tigers. And then I think I could beat the
I think
guacamole.
That a couple of saber-tooths will probably
I think
get
the
away.
Only argument you have here is if you didn't have the flying narwhal, you'd be dead with the rest of us.
Oh, true.
Yes, but I have a narwhal. I have a whale that flies with a spear on its face. I feel like that's the
X factor for sure.
I'm thinking you're winning because this could happen.
I could barrel roll in, cattle prod with the surviving tigers, and then come back
you
and
wouldn't
do
even have to do that.
If one of those tigers gets on your whale, though,
what's the problem?
It's not a big whale.
It's true. They are a mid-sized whale.
And you are a child. Yeah. Easy one bite, one kill.
Child armed, though, with a
though,
cattle
the child
the saber tooth
so
tiger
well.
Also has a cattle prod. Your fucking lightsaber fighting.
I have thumbs!
You could,
he's got...
you could cattle prod the saber tooth off of your dolphin. The thing is what if when the saber tooth grabs the dolphin, it cattle prods it? I'm saying dolphin, whale, sorry. I mean, they're all in the
aren't
porpoise.
Narwhals?
If we take out your narwhal, dolphin? You're screwed because either the guacamole falls on you because the rest of the tigers ate the base and it's falling over. Or the
or
rest of the tigers maul you because they're...
guacamole.
Or the rest of the tigers eat the guacamole that had fallen over. They survive. And then they
you
eat
can't
the boy.
You can't eat in a Statue of Liberty's worth
that's
of
too guacamole.
Much guacamole.
It'll go bad before you could possibly eat it all.
I'm okay with like you guys just... blasting through me and stuff because that could probably happen.
I actually wonder the merits of the guacamole. Like, if you're sentient guacamole shaped like the Statue of Liberty, can you make yourself different forms as long as you return back to sentient Statue of Liberty?
I don't know.
Like, can you...
I think I'm just the Statue of Liberty made out of guacamole instead of copper. And we thought copper oxidized fast.
Oh, gosh. I have to know, like, if you have a hole blown in you, can you just rebuild you with guacamole from the ground?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, are you almost immortal?
Am I like,
no
am I like Sandman, but that's, with guacamole?
It's sort of what I'm picturing, yeah. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, you would just re-guac.
Yeah.
Or if you lost enough, you'd just become smaller.
That could be... okay, so the guacamole thing could actually make me...
You're reincarnating as the narwhals and the tigers are like destroying each other.
You do have a shelf life.
Yeah.
That seems to be the only issue is, like, the shelf life of...
yeah, you become the color of copper.
I have to finish this fight within, like, a day.
Yeah, what is the shelf life of guacamole?
About a couple days.
20, like, well, if you leave it out, like, just in the open air. Like,
so the environment really play a factor, because you
like
can last
hours.
A lot longer.
Especially if we're
place.
Still near the water, like, that definitely makes it go quicker.
Oh, yeah, because then you dissolve, too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The narwhal flies into the guacamole Statue of Liberty, flashes in the water, becomes a non-factor, and then it's all-out war between the tigers
Dude,
and the narwhal.
I think I could grab like a tiger and just shove my guacamole finger down its throat and like choke it to death.
Yeah.
Like Guac's coming out of its
now that we've really ears. Now that we've really unlocked this Sandman situation of guacamole, I think I'm gonna have to vote
for... You know what? Let's let the listeners decide.
Yeah, let us know.
Who what do they say in epic rap battles? Like,
who wins? You decide.
Yeah. Tell us in the comments of the YouTube video, and if you're listening to the audio on the podcast, which is a thing still, tell us in the comments of the Spotify or whatever, or we'll give you a poll who won.
Boys, what do you rate Super Fight? How many bear claws does it get out of 10?
I love this game. It's a 9.
Nice.
I'm having a lot of fun.
I feel like, yeah, if we have more time to run through the characters, I think it could be a lot of fun. I don't think we got a lot of good draws here, but...
I'm going to give it... So I've played this. My brother-in-law had this game a long time ago. And then we played it at New Year, so I've played it a couple times. I'm going to give it a 6 just because it doesn't have a whole... Like, the replay value is good, but it's not, like, a must play. People get bored of it quick. I think the three of us are, like, we all have very vivid imaginations, so it's more fun for us. But playing with a group of people who don't, it really sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like playing with 2Gs would be hilarious because... He just comes up with the most asinine shit out of nowhere.
His humor is very dry too.
So it's the game. It's a game you have to have the right group for.
Yeah,
he'd be like
Helen Keller,
the Terminator.
2G's
feather nipples.
2G's probably could have made the Helen Keller one work.
Yeah,
he could have made. He's very good at making a compelling argument out of nothing.
He's like, she has a braille screen. For her Reaper drone.
Honor control.
Braille screen. Braille screen. It's just a continuous Braille readout.
It's like a topographic map, like a 3D prints.
It gives you the exact location of where your enemy is.
It's like an etch-a-sketch. It like 3D prints it as it scrolls, and then it goes back and like resets so that you get a continuous.
The technology it would take to do that would be incredible. She'd be Batman.
Yeah.
2Gs, when you listen to this episode, please leave a comment on how you would make all the losers win. That would be hilarious.
That would be fun.
Yes. I'm in.
Yeah. Rework them for us.
Boys, what are you loving?
I'm loving that I'm here in Flagstaff talking to you.
In person.
Heck yeah.
And that it'll be so easy for me to get you guys my stupid file.
Yeah, except I can't plug my hard drive into your computer. Because it's formatted for Mac.
Oh.
You can put your thingamajig on my Hoosie What's It. I can't put one of my Hoosie What's It's on your thingamajig.
We could talk about it
after. Anyway, I'm loving the same thing. We're becoming semi-pro. We're all in the same room. We look like we're soundproof room. Hopefully the echo goes away. I know that's been a problem as the editor. That drives me up a fucking wall. And like all the audio is always different.
Never noticed a bad echo.
Nate's audio is great. He's always too loud. And then his background.
What are you talking about?
Pro tip, editor? We edit this in Final Cut. Ooh. Because video... video.
I edit everything in Final Cut.
Video platforms, they're like... snap syncing and like cutting and everything is way better, and their noise reduction is very good and very simple compared to most audio editors.
Yeah,
unless you're super good at Pro Tools, in which case Pro Tools will always win for DAWs.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you're like manually doing everything and whatnot, I don't know if Pro Tools has any like preset like noise gate. I know Logic is not very well, yeah, unless do yourself, I don't know it.
Yourselfness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I edit all the audio in Final Cut, so it's all going to be the same. It's just we're in the same room, so all the audio should sound fairly similar, except for levels. I'm going to have to work on that a little. But
yeah, dude, I'm loving working on creative projects, the new Bear Attack stuff. Check out my band, War on Gravity. We've got a new song coming out very soon.
So excited. We should... I hate to toot our
own horn. It will probably be out by the time this episode's out.
I was going to say, I hate to toot our own horn. We should premiere it on our show.
We could.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to do another episode in
person.
Do you
guys want to just like premiere it now? I have the song.
Do we have enough time? Can we do it?
Yeah, we can do it.
All right, attackers. Here is the premiere of the brand new song by the War on Gravity, our very own Blitz Bears band. The song is called Ad Astra, and here's what Blitz Bear had to say about it.
A song heavily inspired by the Mass Effect video games.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Uncharted, inspired by Uncharted.
No, that would be funny, though.
And here's a song called Mass Effect, inspired by Uncharted.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, inspired by Titanic.
If you've played the Uncharted games, there's the main melody in this song will be very familiar to you.
Mm. But it's not about the game Uncharted.
It's not about the game Uncharted, no.
You use material from that game to write a Mass Effect
it's
song.
It's from a song in Uncharted called Uncharted Worlds.
But it's about Mass Effect.
Yeah. Wait, did I say in a... It's a Mass Effect song called Uncharted Worlds that was the basis for this song.
Well, everybody, thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll catch you on the next one. You can hit us up on Instagram, or I think we technically have a Facebook. I haven't checked it in a long time.
Yeah, we kind of just duplicate things.
Because Facebook is sort of a cancer. So get us on the Instagram, hit us up on the Gmail, or watch our videos on YouTube.
Comment on those videos, please.
Comment, like, share, subscribe. Join our OnlyFans, you know, do all the things.
Yeah,
you
where you can
do.
See all our deformed feet. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. I actually have pretty good feet.
I do not.
I'll let the fans decide.
Make sure you go check out War on Gravity.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, all their stuff. They're on everything as well.
Yep. Actually everything.
But... Actually everything.
Cool. Thanks, boys.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye. Yourself at the closest place you said.